makinig sa SBS Filipino.
From the places you've visited, which one do you love the most?
I can't say love, but I can tell you my top five.
Okay, cool.
Because if I found a place I love the most, I would move there. That's why I keep going back. I'm investigating. Yeah, so, okay, so the top two. So Koran Palawan was one of my favorites. Well, that's my top. Tourists. This is, like, suitable for tourists. Then Puerto Princesa City, also in Palawan, because they have Honda Bay. So they have the Honda Bay nearby for other activities. It's very beautiful. But you also have the convenience of the city. And then Sagada Mountain Province is my third.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I love hiking, and that was really beautiful.
Mm.
It's very far from Manila. I think we spent 12 hours on the bus. It was a very long trip, but it was worth it. I loved it there. And they've got awesome caving. So if you like caving or spelunking, I don't know if that's even a real word, but Pinoy call it spelunking.
It does.
Yeah, that was really beautiful and fresh. It was really fresh air in the mountains. And then Angeles City, Pampanga, or Angeles.
But
not what people think. People think I go there for
drinks,
just a partying. No, I go there because same thing. There's some outdoor activities. I covered it, and it's less crowded than Manila. It's getting crowded now, but it's still a city, but not as big and as crowded as Manila.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of convenience, and again, I know it's not for everyone. I do a bit of shooting there, shooting sports. I never thought I would like Angeles, but there's a shooting range and there's some things I do there. So a secret agent, you know. No, I'm joking. And then I guess fifth would be Dumaguete City in Negros Oriental.
Mm.
Because, again, there's islands nearby. You've got Apo Island and Sikihor. And you've got Mandriod Sandbar. So there's a lot of nice places around there. Oh, and you also have South Cebu. Dumaguete is just across from South Cebu Island.
Yeah.
So you can go to Oslob and Kawasan Falls. So there's a lot of attractions just in that area. And my wild card, I got a wild card for you, is Dapitan in Mindanao.
Oh. Is it because of the history?
Zamboanga del Norte. Well, it's just across from Dumaguete City. So it's just a few hours on the ferry boat.
Mm.
And for me, I really loved it. They've got Fantasyland. It's like an amusement park.
Yeah.
But I was like, it is very unique. So maybe, I don't know if you can still do it, but they had a beauty pageant at the front. And they had a beauty pageant at the back.
It's back to back.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, Guapa Pinay. They got all these guapas running out. And oh my goodness. And it's a fun park. They got roller coaster, everything.
Yeah.
And then there's all these beauty queens, right, like everywhere. And I was like, oh my goodness. And I was with a nursing team from Dumaguete.
Yeah.
And so I'm surrounded by all these beautiful nurses too. So it was a very unique situation. Like,
if you get hurt, then there's someone to look after you.
Yeah, it was a joke, like with 40 nurses, and that actually happened. Some people had some medical problems.
Mm.
So, of course, we have nurses, we could treat them straight away.
Yeah.
Sorry, I have to be responsible. Especially for foreigners, I do not recommend Mindanao.
Okay.
And you know why. Yeah.
Fair enough,
Some foreigners don't understand. Yeah, Mindanao, the security situation is still bad.
Mm.
They're still trying to work on that.
Yeah.
But it's a common question because I get a lot of other foreigners who message me and they say, is it that easy? Is it that cool? And I go, no, don't go there. Yeah.
Just for safety and security.
Yeah. But Duterte administration, they're dealing with it. They're already fighting a war. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aside from travels, you've also done some shopping in the Philippines.
Yes.
And you did buy pasalubongs for families and friends back in Australia.
Yeah. So my recommendation there is Green Hills in San Juan, Manila.
Because it's cheaper?
It's cheaper, but it's an open market inside a mall.
Yeah.
So it's, you're used to the malls here in Australia. It's cool because it's just this open market, so you can negotiate, but there's such a big selection. So anything you want, for example, pearls. I was looking for pearls, but I couldn't find good quality ones traveling around.
You should go to Pampanga.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. But I found them in Green Hills because that's where everyone is sending them, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So if people have products to sell, they're just sending it to Green Hills anyway. But, so that would be my top recommendation. But usually if I find trinkets or pasalubong along the way, I just to be nice to the street vendors and the guys selling whatever on the street, you know, I just try to buy some souvenirs or something.
That's nice.
Yeah. And, give them some work and whatever and get rid of them as well.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.